This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got an hour to share vital health information with you, and we're going to take your phone calls as well. You can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK, T-A-L-K. And you can come right into the doctor's office and pose a question as we're about to hear from some of our listeners. But before we do that, this is a very interesting story. It has to do with aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is one branch of natural therapy, but a lot of people think, I'm a little skeptical about it. I take a lavender bath and it's relaxing. I like the smell. But is there any scientific basis for believing that aromatherapy with essential oils can have any kind of positive impact on people? I mean, yeah, these things smell nice, but when it comes to natural medicine, we prefer looking at, say, scientific studies, looking at oral supplements, things that are well scientifically substantiated, such as chiolic aged garlic extract that we talked about last hour with a big scientific study mounted at University of Adelaide and UCLA. Well, aromatherapy was the subject of a study performed by Northumbria University in the United Kingdom and published by the British Psychological Society. And this just came out last week. Exposure to the aroma of rosemary essential oil can significantly enhance memory in children. Wow. A total of 40 children aged 10 to 11 took part in a class-based test on different mental tasks. The children were placed either in a room that had rosemary oil diffused in it for 10 minutes. They have these diffusers that send the essential oils into the room air. And by the way, this is much better and much safer than these chemically scented things that you plug into a socket in the wall. Those are horrible. They just put a lot of toxic chemicals into your indoor environment. But essential oils, at the very least, provide a safe way of putting a nice aroma into the air. But listen to what happened. They compared the group of children in the rosemary oil room with a group of children in a room with no scent. They were tested individually, and they were led by a researcher to play some memory games. And what they found is that the children in the aroma room received significantly higher scores than those in the non-scented rooms. They were able to recall words that they were asked to remember with greater efficiency. Why and how rosemary has this effect is still up for grabs. It may be that certain pharmacologically active compounds can be absorbed when you breathe in through the nose. And by the way, the nose is a direct pathway to the brain. There is no more immediate pathway to the brain. And that's why cigarette smoking is so popular. The nicotine goes right to your brain. And that's why people snort stuff like cocaine or amphetamines or heroin. Things go directly to the brain via the olfactory pathways. And so clearly there's something going on here. But, well, you may say, well, okay, that's kids. You know, how relevant is that? But this comes in the wake of a study done a couple of years ago where they looked at adults. Rosemary aroma may help you remember to do things is the headline here. Also comes to us from the British Psychological Society. A lot of research done in Great Britain where aromatherapy is really part of their armamentarium of natural therapies. 66 people took part in a study. And again, they were either placed in a rosemary-scented room or another room with no scent. And then they were asked to complete a test to assess their memory functions. The test included such tasks as hiding objects and asking participants to find them at the end of the test, or instructing them to pass a specified object to the researcher at a particular time. And then they also looked at the patient's blood to see if they absorbed any of the chemical constituents of rosemary oil, and they found that indeed they did. There was a compound called 1,8-cineol that was present in the blood of the people in the rosemary-scented room. And the results show that the participants in the rosemary-scented room performed better on memory tasks than the participants in the room with no scent. So, very cool. They conclude, quote, "These findings may have implications for treating individuals with memory impairments." They, however, qualify this by saying further research is needed to investigate if this treatment is useful for older adults who've experienced memory decline. So immediately what I did in the wake of reading this is I put rosemary oil into our dispensary at the Hoffman Center under the category of something that can help to support cognitive function, along with such things as phosphatidylcholine and huperzine and ginkgo biloba. These are among the natural compounds that support memory. And maybe part of that, not ingesting rosemary oil capsules, but just inhaling rosemary oil to support memory function. It's really maybe something to this. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's talk to Debbie in Florida. Hey, Debbie. Thanks for listening.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm 59 years old, and I was just wondering, I get echoes every year because I have a leaky aorta valve and mitral valve, moderate aortic and mild to moderate mitral valve. But now when I had my last echo, it showed that I had stenosis of the aorta valve, 1.9, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what the actual statistics are, but I think it needs to be at least 2.3. So it's a little bit smaller. For our listening audience, the aorta is the big, big blood vessel that goes from the heart downward towards the lower extremities, but also upwards towards the brain. It's really common as people age that valve doesn't function perfectly. You can either have aortic regurgitation, which means that the valve doesn't close properly.
I have that.
Yeah. And then you get a little aortic stenosis when calcific plaque forms on the aorta or the valves get a little stiffer, you know, which is an age-related thing. But you're young. You're 59. So it's unclear to me why you're so predisposed to this. Maybe it's a hereditary thing. Were you ever a smoker? You never smoked? You never had
any? No. My dad had his aorta replaced.
Boom. So it's a genetic component. Yeah.
My question is there any way that I can stop that? Slow it down?
Okay. So clearly there's something genetic going on. It's not clear why the collagen in your heart, it's usually the collagen is responsible for these types of effects in the valve. The valve is made of collagen. Why you have lousy collagen? Maybe it's a familial trait that valve tends to stiffen and narrow with age. So, this, however, is related to atherosclerosis in general. So anything you can do to prevent plaque from forming in your blood vessels, taking fish oil, taking resveratrol, taking vitamin K2, and of course the aforementioned kyolic aged garlic extract, which you're really big on in terms of that. And that will have an effect on blood pressure. Also, because your heart's working overtime, I would strongly recommend that you take high doses of ubiquinol or coenzyme Q10. And however, they did tell you there was an abnormality, but they didn't tell you that you absolutely need surgery imminently, right?
Oh, no, no, no. They didn't. No, I don't.
They're monitoring it.
They're monitoring it. They did check my carotid arteries just to see how they were, and they said that they were clear, except there was maybe a speck.
A speck,
but the internal in the jaw, he said, was like 30%, but he's not concerned about that.
Well, okay, so you are a little bit prone to atherosclerosis, so you need full court press of, you know, diet, exercise, the right kind of supplements to prevent the progression of that. But here's the good news. Let's say you have the good fortune, or potentially the ill fortune, to live another 40 years or so. Okay? Right. That would put you at 99.
Right.
It is possible that you would need to have surgery to open up that valve. Now, the good news is that until recently, you had to have your chest cracked open, and they had to do, like, major, you know, heart surgery to get that done. Over the past few years, they've introduced a procedure called TAVRs. And TAVRs is actually becoming such a popular procedure because Americans are living longer and longer. And because of that, many of them are having aortic valve problems. And it used to be you had to go crack the chest to get into the aortic valve, replace the valve. Now you can replace it via a catheter that goes up through the groin. And that opens up kind of a little umbrella that will insert the replacement valve. It's an amazing procedure. And recently at a reunion dinner for my college class, a guy I went to college with, he's a cardiovascular surgeon. I said, "What are you doing these days?" It's now like 40 years later or more. He said, "I'm doing TAVRs procedures." Because, you know, you used to do the old-fashioned CABG, you know, where you crack the chest and, you know, all that stuff. He says, the latest is, and it's really amazing. It's such an advancement. You can be out of the hospital in a couple of days, and it's really successful. So if, you know, all else fails, I mean, you're going to fight a valiant holding action for the next, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. But if, God forbid, you outlive your aortic valve, you can have it fixed.
Yeah, Dr. Hoffman, does that cause you to get a lot of PVCs, those problems?
Well, it does if you let it go too long, because it will damage the conduction of your heart. But, you know, things to take for that, ubiquinol, magnesium taurate, that should help. All right? Not to worry. I think you'll be fine. Thanks very much for your call. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number, I'll remind you, is 877-726-8255. You can get right into the doctor's office and pose a question.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method.
For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you, and our number, 877-726-8255. And we've got Sarah from New York. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm well. How are you, doctor?
Very well, thank you.
I just have a question, and it's kind of silly in this day and age to ask about nicotine and smoking, but it is something I'm questioning. I gave up smoking regular cigarettes 6 or 7 years ago.
Yep.
In doing so, I switched to using an electric cigarette because I still
You're one of these people who we see you see these big puffs of smoke like a cloud.
Yeah.
Of smoke. I think, oh my God, something's on fire. It's like, no, there's this person walking around with one of those, those nicotine dispensers.
Not
yeah, okay.
But in its place, as I weaned myself off of regular cigarettes, I was using the e-cigarette, and I've kind of become addicted to them as well. But now I'd really like to quit. But in the interim between quitting regular cigarettes and using the e-cigarettes, I changed my lifestyle, my diet, lost a ton of weight, I exercise. You know, it's all good, and I've become very, very healthy, except for this one little glitch in my life. And I wondered, is there any kind of connection between weight gain and nicotine when it pertains to giving up the electric cigarette now that does also have nicotine in it? And is there...
Well, that's interesting. You know, that's not been studied, but it's very clear that there's a relationship between stopping regular cigarettes and weight gain. In fact, that's the whole basis for the Virginia Slims campaign of the 70s, because they did some market research, and they found that the main reason that women keep smoking, in spite of the fact that it kills you, is because what's worse than dying is gaining weight, right? So you smoke cigarettes instead of eating. So, is that effect the same with electronic cigarettes? Probably. Did you find that you gained weight? Although you did the right thing, you know what I urge people to do when they stop smoking is adopt a healthy lifestyle, eat healthier, take in less carbohydrate foods, and also exercise, and you'll offset that weight gain that you get from smoking cessation. Has that worked for you?
That has worked, but being that I used the e-cigarette at the same time as doing all those things, I didn't know if now giving them up would alter that effect of having gone through the whole lifestyle, exercise change, weight loss.
Yeah, I don't think you are going to experience that. But I have to say that I'm not a fan of the e-cigarettes because I'm really concerned about the vehicle that they put that in. It's like acetone, and they use other types of vehicles that are potentially toxic, and they use fragrances and flavorings, and plus the heating element gets really hot, and you may get various types of metals or plastics into your lungs. And I really think that they're going to see over the years that people who do that e-cigarette thing are going to have lung damage. So if you need a replacement, what I suggest is use the Nicorette gum. If you really from time to time need some, I think you can continue doing that and maintain weight loss and more safely administer the nicotine. There's a more safe delivery system if you're really hooked on nicotine. I don't have a big problem with nicotine per se. It's the other poisonous gases that accompany it in the cigarettes especially, but also in the e-cigarettes. All right. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Huffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Huffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Huffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you. And if you suffer from frequent fatigue, here's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's Anti-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And I've really been a supporter of this product from its inception. Anti-Factor repairs damaged cells and restores energy. Clinical trials have shown that Anti-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. Anti-Factor is available as ProPax, a complete vitamin and mineral formula that's a one-stop shop for all your nutrient needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may simply want to keep their favorite multi and harness the power of Anti-Factor alone. So Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regime you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure Anti-Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been personally taking Anti-Factor for years. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order ProPax or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. So, as I mentioned earlier, another way to get through to us during our program is via the box on the right of our homepage at drhoffman.com. And there you can click on the box and record a question. And Phil, can we get Ina to pose her question?
What is your take on parental essential oils as opposed to fish oils like Carlson or Nordic Naturals?
Okay. Well, Ina, you got it almost right there, because parental, you know, it's kind of like, you know, this movie is subject to PG, parental guidance. And so the term actually is parent oils. It's not really a scientific term. It's a term that's been coined for marketing purposes by people who are trying to promote the use of what are precursors to omega-3s, to fish oil, EPA and DHA. And their contention is that fish oil is no good, and that what you really should be doing is feeding your body the parent oils, the oils which the body can then synthesize into fish oil, and even claim that fish oil is bad for you, that it's not pure, it's not clean, which is entirely false. Because the responsible manufacturers of fish oil, I'm not sure every manufacturer, I mean, if you go to Costco and you see a bottle of fish oil for, you know, $9.99 for $300, maybe that's not the highest quality fish oil. But molecularly distilled, quality-controlled, professional-quality fish oil like Carlson and like some of the other brands that you find on our website at drhoffman.com, not only are they clean, but you can actually request a lot number. You can say, look, I got this bottle in my hand. I want to see the specs on it. And your eyes will glaze over because it's highly technical, but you'll see the exact mercury, lead, you know, PCB count. They assay for freshness and rancidity. So those oils are fine. The prime mover behind this is a guy named Brian Peskin. And I don't know him. I checked out his website. He is a professor, but he's not a professor of nutrition. He's a professor of electrical engineering. That is his background. And he believes that his professorship qualifies him as, quote, I'm reading here, the world's most trusted authority on health and nutrition, which I, you know, it's not commonly acknowledged that he is. He has kind of an idiosyncratic view of how people should be getting their essential fatty acids. So his products have linoleic acid in them, flax oil in them, and some other ingredients, but he's down on the fish oil, and that's why they call it parent oils. So and he claims that humans can't extract essential fatty acids out of fruits, vegetables, and grains. But that's not true either, because you can, through a healthy diet, get those. So you don't need to take his particular brand of products. I think a lot of this comes from a vested interest in his supporting and manufacturing and selling parent oils. So when it kind of the science in this case follows the commerce, not that I'm not biased. I mean, frankly, our sponsors are manufacturers of fish oils. So, you know, follow the money trail. You know, maybe that biases me, but I wouldn't accept a sponsor who I don't believe in. And I'm reading here a review of his work, and it says, while the mixture of fact and fantasy in Peskin's message results in much confusion on the part of the reader, what emerges is an oversimplification that somehow omega-3 fatty acids are bad and omega-6 fatty acids are good. I think it's the contrary. I think that we get far too many polyunsaturated omega-6 fatty acids in the American diet and not enough omega-3s, and that fish oil is an important supplement for everyone to take for prevention and maintenance, and that it's got great therapeutic value for a variety of conditions where we want to go really high for such conditions as brain disease, heart disease, inflammatory conditions, depression. It's, you know, virtually endless the amount of literature that supports the safety and effectiveness of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. And so he is really kind of an outlier, and his views are highly idiosyncratic, to say the least. So, I mean, you got to hear a little bit about that, but I think the parent oil concept is marketing for marketing purposes. Okay, this item that has to do with dieting, an important subject. All right, you know, some people just despair of the fact that they can't lose the requisite amount of weight to be normal weight. So they say, look, if I'm like 240 pounds and it says my optimal weight for my height should be 180 pounds, forget about it. 60-pound weight loss, that's not happening. The hell with it. But it turns out, according to a study, they actually studied this. This is the first time that they have compared the health outcomes of people losing 5%, 10%, or 15% of their weight. They looked at 40 obese men and women. And what they found is, you ever heard of the 80-20 principle? Is that you get 80% of the results with a little bit of effort. And with a lot of effort, you can get an additional 20% of results. It applies to a lot of areas in life. And in this case, that's true, is the people who lost 5% of weight, it was sufficient to reduce multiple risk factors for type 2 diabetes and coronary heart disease. Now, this is not to say that the people in the study who lost 10% and 15% of body weight, for example, that example of 240-pound person would have to lose 20 up to 25 pounds. That's a lot of weight loss to lose 10% of their body weight. When we're, do the math, we're talking 240 pounds. If you just lose 12 pounds, that would be very beneficial. And so what they conclude is that our findings show that even a small amount of weight loss has important health benefits for multiple organ systems. We hope these findings will encourage obese people to take reasonable steps to watch what they eat and increase their physical activity, because this will translate into lower risk for diabetes and heart disease, even if you don't become completely svelte. Okay? So it's not an all-or-nothing proposition. Here's another story on the subject of weight loss. A popular diet these days is what's called alternate day fasting. And the concept here is that it's pretty boring to restrict your calories on a daily basis. And so maybe you can sort of shock your system by consuming very little one day, and on the other day, you can actually have more. So it's like a feast and famine kind of diet. I promote the salad and salmon diet. This is the feast and famine diet. So on one day, 25% of calorie needs, that's very low, it's very hard, On the other day, your reward is you can take in 125% of calorie needs. So, you know, what is that? It averages out to less calories. That averages out to, do the math, that's 75% of your caloric needs on average. 25 alternating with 125. So they compared the groups, the alternate day fasting group, the 25-125 group, to people who boringly followed a 75% of calorie needs every day diet. And what they found was there was not a big difference. After 1 year, weight loss in the alternate day fasting group was 6%, and it wasn't much different from the daily calorie restriction group, according to the results. So it worked, but you know, it wasn't spectacularly more successful than just simply reducing your calories on a daily basis, which is hard. Both are hard, but weight loss can occur in both settings. And so this suggests there's no particular magic to alternate day fasting. There you have it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, more of your phone calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And by now you've heard me talk about the Zona Plus. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. You have to do it regularly. It'll result in lower blood pressure, according to at least 22 clinical studies, 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks, with no negative side effects. There are good reviews by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Health Letter, and American Heart Association. There are tens of thousands of happy users, among them some of my patients. We've been helping people with high blood pressure for over 10 years with this breakthrough device. No computers needed, but each Zona Plus comes with a free online account to track and share your results. You can share with your doctor, and you can also graph your progress. The therapy was originally developed as a U.S. Air Force research project on fighter pilots. They found that hand pressure reduced blood pressure. And you can try the Zona Plus risk-free now. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. And now, if you enter the coupon code Hoffman when you purchase, you'll get a $50 refund and you'll get free shipping. So to find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141, or tryzona.com. Okay, this item is something that I think a lot of you can relate to. You know, you're trying to do something like open a jar, or you're in the gym and you're trying to heft that bar for a personal best on the bench press, and you let loose a stream of epithets. You know, obscene language just seems to emanate from you when you exert yourself. Well, there's good news, because swearing can boost muscle strength and stamina, according to a study. You know, I can see why they're trying to limit NIH funds, because there are actually people who are doing studies on the effects of swearing on athletic performance. Is that, I mean, I guess it's pretty relevant, but is this going to advance the cause of mankind or cure cancer or heart disease? The first experiment involved 29 volunteers, average age 21. They were pedaling as hard as they could on an exercise bike while repeatedly saying either a swear word or a neutral word. Butterflies, butterflies, butterflies. I wonder what the neutral word was. But I guess that was the placebo, right? Because, you know, it's like you're grunting, you're saying something. But there was a difference when people uttered a swear word. Swearing increased peak power by an average of 24 watts. Now, that's not much, but it's enough to provide a performance edge to an athlete or to your husband when he's trying to open up that tomato jar. In the second experiment, 50 participants of a similar age underwent tests of their hand grip strength. See, that's relevant. And they were asked to swear or say a neutral word. On average, grip strength was increased by over 2 kilograms by cursing. Did they evaluate which swear word was most effective? Participants were asked to use a swear word they'd usually utter if they got a bang on the head. Among the most common were the four-letter word starting with F and the four-letter word starting with S, naturally enough. They didn't assess whether uttering these words helped them relieve the pain of getting knocked on the head. But nonetheless, swearing apparently has its utility. They say it seems to alter the way that your autonomic nervous system works. And that's news you can use or not use. All right, coffee and hypertension. This important study, because, you know, a lot of people quit coffee because it raises blood pressure, or so they think. They did a study, and they found, interestingly, that coffee can both lower and raise blood pressure. Interesting. For some people, eliminating coffee is helpful, and for others, eliminating coffee was not helpful. It's been shown that individuals who consume coffee up to 4 to 5 times a day, and even 6 times a day. Sometimes this aid doesn't have an effect on blood pressure, and sometimes the people consuming more coffee, 4 to 6 times a day, have lower blood pressure when they consume coffee. So what this proves is the old adage, different strokes for different folks in terms of the response to the caffeine in coffee. And finally, this avocados are often touted as a health food. Is this true? A new study investigates the effect of avocados on metabolic syndrome, which is a cluster of risk factors, including high blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, and body mass index. This, of course, leads to higher risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease and stroke. And what they found was that avocados have beneficial effects on lipid profiles, with good changes in LDL cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, triglycerides, total cholesterol, and phospholipids. And they have hypertensive, anti-diabetic, satiety effects, which help to prevent obesity. So avocados, good food if you're trying to get rid of metabolic syndrome, even though they're high fat. Some people avoid them by mistake. All right. Thanks for joining us. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. We've got podcasts. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can find great articles and lots more content at our website, drhoffman.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.